In this tutorial, we will review how to navigate a provider's schedule using the Office Appointments Week View screen option. At the Office Appointments Week View screen, the provider's schedule will list every appointment time for the current week. The provider's schedule will list every appointment time for the current week. The selected provider's name will always be listed above the schedule. The Doctor button at the top of the screen allows you to access another provider's schedule. For practices with multiple locations, you can change or add a location. To the schedule by clicking the location button at the top of the screen. The log button is a summary that shows any changes that have been made to an appointment. Listed in the log is the user's IP address and the date and time of any activity. The log screen will also show if a user simply viewed a record without making any changes. You can change weeks by using the move bars or arrows. The arrows will move by 1 week forward or back in the schedule. When using the move bars, the schedule will be forwarded the given amount of days, weeks, or months from the actual calendar date. For example, by selecting 1 week on the move bar, you will be forwarded 1 week ahead from today's date. If you then proceed to select 2 weeks on the move bar, you will be moved 2 weeks from that same date. Navigating the schedule with the move bars is not cumulative.
Scrolling.
The hammer and wrench icon to the right of the move bars will allow you to configure defaults that save you time when entering the scheduling area. You can set the day, week, or compare view as your default. By left clicking on the date in the column heading, you can view that day in the day view screen. To return to the week view schedule, simply click the escape key or the back or week view buttons. Also listed at the day's column heading is the number of appointments booked, the percentage of appointments booked, and the number of appointments that are available. This area will be shaded dark purple if 90 to 99% of the appointments are booked. It will be shaded light purple if all or 100% of the appointments have been booked.
Pause.
Depending on the provider's weekly schedule, you can adjust the amount of days shown during the week by clicking on the plus or minus buttons in the top left-hand corner of the schedule. Note: settings can be adjusted to display anywhere from 1 to 7 days of the week. If you have your If you have set your week view display to less than 7 days, you can use the horizontal scroll bar to view the days not shown. The week view option has a per user automatic memory feature. This means that the settings made by the user the last time viewing this screen are saved for the next time the same user accesses this view. This applies even when fully exiting from MedEnt.
And we're scrolling.
The week view option features the highlight bar. If your office presets the type of appointment, you can quickly filter the available time slots to highlight a specific type. When you highlight an appointment type, any available time slots that match that type. When you highlight an appointment type, any available time slots that match that type selected will be highlighted in yellow. Note, in order for the type to display on the highlight bar, it must be set in the type of appointment maintenance. This list is generated from the available strip settings. This list is generated from the available strip settings. This list is generated from the available strip. This list is generated from the available strip settings. This list is generated from the available strip settings. As is with the other office appointment default views, any booked appointment time slots will be colored green. An unavailable time slot will be colored gray, and any open or available time slots will be white. In the office appointments week view, when a patient is booked into a time slot, the time slot will display the appointment type, the length of the appointment, the location's number, and the patient's name. By hovering over the appointment time slot with the mouse, By hovering over the appointment time slot with the mouse, a tooltip will show this information along with any appointment notes. A tooltip will show this information along with any appointment notes. Use last. If the patient's insurance participates in eligibility checking, the insurance eligibility icon will display in one of four different colors, indicating the insurance status. A gray eligibility icon indicates the automated insurance eligibility request has not been run within the past week. The gold icon means the eligibility was input manually and has not been run within the last week. The gold icon means that the eligibility was input manually and has not been run in the last week. A green icon means that the patient is covered by the insurance. And the red icon means that the patient is not covered by the insurance or the insurance request failed. The capital letter D in the bottom right corner of the time slot represents the appointment detail screen. When the letter is bold, it indicates that there is a note present in the appointment detail screen. When the letter is bold, it indicates that there is a note present for the appointment. If there is no note, the D will be in gray. Clicking on the letter D allows you to access the appointment detail screen. The capital letter D in the bottom right corner of the time slot represents the appointment detail screen. When the letter is bold, it indicates that there is a note for the appointment. If there is no note, the D will be in gray. Clicking on the letter D allows you to access the appointment detail screen. Use last. If your office confirms appointments manually by calling patients, you can confirm an appointment by selecting Patient, Machine, or Other. At the WeakView screen, a telephone icon will denote if the appointment has been confirmed. If your office takes advantage of the TalkSoft interface, this field will automatically be updated to let you know if the appointment was confirmed. On the day of the appointment, you can update the patient's status with a green check mark indicating that the patient has arrived, or by posting a no-show, a red X will appear in the top right corner of the time slot. On the day of the appointment, you can update the patient's status with a green check mark indicating the patient has arrived, or by posting a no-show, a red X will appear in the top right corner of the time slot.
Scrolling.
This concludes the Office Appointments Week View Overview video tutorial. This concludes the Office Appointments Week View Overview video tutorial. This concludes the Office Appointments Week View Overview video tutorial.